Welcome to the Deep Dive. Look, if your mission right now is maximizing efficiency and, finding the most direct path to financial payback, you are in exactly the right place. We've spent the last few weeks sifting through a ton of source material focused on the operational bottom line, and today we are laser-focused on one question.
And that is.
How do custom web applications deliver a measurable financial return on investment? And critically, how do they do it quickly?
That's speed, that's the core challenge, right? We aren't here to discuss these huge long-term digital transformation projects that might pay off in 5 years.
No, not at all.
We are isolating the specific operational levers that, once you automate them, they start delivering financial savings or, increased revenue in weeks, not years.
Weeks, not years.
And we've synthesized this down to five core mechanisms that really guarantee this rapid ROI.
Okay, let's unpack this. When most of our listeners think of automation, I think they immediately jump to cost savings through efficiency.
Sure, that's the first thing.
But what's fascinating is how quickly that efficiency can actually be quantified. So let's start with that immediate financial drag on most businesses, something I call the hidden cost of repetition.
This is foundational. I mean, so many small and mid-sized businesses are running with what are basically friction brakes on their
That
operations.
breaks, I like that.
Yeah. You are paying highly compensated staff, your experts, to perform these redundant, repetitive jobs. Just think about the daily data entry, the formatting of reports that, already exist, or just chasing down standardized information.
And it's not just the salary wasted on that hour, is it? It's the opportunity cost.
Exactly.
If an employee, let's say they're earning $70,000 a year, spends just 10 hours a week wrestling with manual reporting, formatting documents, cross-checking spreadsheets.
That adds up so fast. That's over $17,000 lost annually per employee.
Just performing robotic tasks, that is a quantifiable debt you are carrying, and it's massive when you multiply it across a whole team.
It really is. And the immediate return from a custom application is instantaneous because you erase that debt.
Right.
When those repetitive tasks are automated, when the system automatically generates the invoice or updates the inventory and formats the report, the team doesn't just save time. They gain back significant operational capacity.
So what you're saying is we're achieving an immediate increase in output without actually increasing payroll.
You got it.
But why a custom app specifically? I mean, can't off-the-shelf software provide the same immediate return?
Ah, that's a great question. It's where the key insight lies. Off-the-shelf software often creates what we call integration debt.
Integration debt.
It solves maybe 70% of the problem, but that remaining 30%, the unique steps that your specific business process requires, that still needs manual work or, laborious data
Right,
exports.
the clunky workarounds.
A custom application, though, is targeted. It solves 100% of that specific expensive operational headache. It focuses only on that critical 80-20 path, and it integrates directly into your existing infrastructure, usually via APIs, bypassing all that manual data translation that generic tools require.
So that targeted integration is what makes the ROI clock start ticking immediately.
Instantly, yeah.
Okay. So if the custom solution targets those most costly, repetitive tasks, you are not just saving time, you are optimizing your high-cost labor right away. That addresses the cost of time, but saving time is only half the battle. Our second major mechanism for rapid financial benefit is eliminating the oops factor.
The costly reality of human error. Yes.
Tell me about that.
This is where the hidden costs really metastasize. Errors don't just cost the time it takes to fix them, they create a compounding effect. Think about a few common errors we analyzed. Wrong prices quoted on invoices, which then requires hours of accounting reconciliation, or missed bookings because calendars weren't synced, which leads to reputation damage and lost future business.
Or just forgotten follow-ups that cause a promising sales lead to go cold. We've all been there.
All the
We
time.
all have bad days. And that human inconsistency is, it can be financially ruinous because the cost isn't linear. It's not just a straight line.
No, it's not.
If you send out 100 mispriced invoices
Yeah.
that have to be corrected later, you're not just paying someone to change a number. You are eroding customer trust, maybe absorbing shipping losses, and definitely increasing the administrative overhead of your customer service team.
And the beauty of the web application is its reliability. It operates with mathematical precision because it just follows the rules you programmed into it every single time.
Every single time.
And we need to stress that this represents an immediate stop to those costly mistakes. We saw this really compelling case in one source where an application that automatically calculated complex shipping weights and fees prevented an average of 4 mispriced invoices per day.
4 a day. What does that translate to?
Well, that small operational change instantly stopped around $300 a week from just vanishing due to billing errors alone.
Wow. That example really brings it to life. The app has no bad days, no distractions, no oops, I forgot.
None. If the logic is defined correctly, the app executes it flawlessly.
So we've covered two huge areas of cost reduction, time savings and error elimination. But let's shift focus now. Let's go to the income side, which is our third core area, revenue generation through speed.
Right. This is where that operational efficiency translates directly into sales volume. It allows businesses to organically increase their revenue without needing to boost their ad spend.
Okay, so less spending, more earning.
Exactly. The correlation is incredibly direct. When customers receive answers faster, they buy faster, and they buy more reliably.
You know, just put yourself in the consumer's shoes for a second.
Mm-hmm.
If you're shopping for a specialized service or a product, and you request a complicated quote, and Business A takes 2 days to get back to you via email,
which happens all the time,
while Business B, which is powered by a custom app, instantly generates a detailed, accurate quote that's tailored to your exact needs in, what, 2 minutes? Who are you giving your money to?
It's Business B every single time. The custom application acts as a high-performance engine for the sales cycle.
High-performance engine.
It just accelerates everything. Instantaneous quote generation, real-time inventory checks tied to a pricing engine, immediate booking confirmations. This efficiency removes the friction points that cause leads to just walk away.
And so it increases the total conversion rate.
Dramatically.
So the core metric here is really conversion acceleration. You are organically increasing sales because you simply stop being the bottleneck.
Exactly. You didn't pay extra to acquire that lead. You simply converted that existing lead faster and more reliably than your competition. And that's a crucial distinction.
Why is that?
Because it's an organic financial gain. It's derived purely from operational swiftness, which makes the investment in the application pay off through the top line as well as the bottom line.
Time, errors, and response speed.
Mm-hmm.
They are all driving financial return quickly. That brings us to our fourth point, which is all about maximizing the value of your most expensive resource.
Your
people.
Reallocating human capital.
Yes.
This transition is perhaps the most strategic financial mechanism of all. You've invested heavily in smart, dedicated employees. Automation should allow you to get better returns on that investment.
How so?
You stop paying people to perform low-value transactional tasks, the rote, you know, push buttons work, and you start leveraging their inherent human talents for high-impact work.
Now, I know a lot of listeners are going to hear automation and immediately fear layoffs.
Sure, that's an understandable concern.
So how do the sources emphasize that this transition is truly about maximizing your existing payroll rather than just cutting staff? I mean, give us the positive case for this reallocation.
The financial payoff is absolutely strongest when you retain that skilled capital. The positive case is simple. You're maximizing your current payroll investment. Instead of paying a mid-level manager 4 hours a day to wrestle with spreadsheets,
right,
that manager is now focusing on predictive sales modeling or maybe designing personalized customer journeys based on the clean, aggregated data the app is now collecting for them automatically.
So the employee shifts from being, what, an operational input device to a strategic asset.
Precisely. They are dedicated to critical business functions that absolutely require human intellect. High-stakes sales conversations, complex problem-solving, strategic planning, and most importantly, relationship building.
Right. Things a computer can't do.
You already paid for their time. Now you're ensuring that every single hour you paid for is dedicated to activities that drive growth and long-term value. That's a rapid financial benefit because the ROI on that salary investment just increases dramatically, almost overnight.
Okay. We've laid out 4 massive levers for rapid financial gain. Saving time, eliminating errors, speeding up revenue, and better staff utilization.
A powerful combination.
Well, for the learner who's focused on efficiency, we need the bottom line.
Yeah.
And that leads us to our final, and I think most critical point, the acceleration of ROI. How fast does this investment actually pay off?
Well, when you measure the cumulative financial benefits from those 4 mechanisms, the investment timeline, it just shrinks dramatically. The sources are definitive on this.
What do they say?
Because custom applications are so targeted, so focused on removing the costliest friction points, the investment in development usually pays itself back Not in some multi-year amortization schedule, but in weeks or months.
Weeks or months. That is the essential insight that separates a custom app investment from, well, from a generalized IT project.
It's a completely different mindset.
We are not talking about a five-year projection to break even. We are talking about calculating the average time spent on manual entries, the total cost of fixing errors, and the accelerated sales conversion rates, and just watching those cumulative savings overtake the cost of the software very, very quickly.
But, and this is important, achieving that rapid payback requires excellent metric tracking from day one.
From the very beginning.
You have to know the cost of the status quo, that debt we talked about back in section one. Once the ad is deployed, the financial leverage is immediate. The staff hours immediately shrink on those manual tasks. The cost associated with human errors just vanishes, and the sales cycle speeds up.
All at once.
This combination makes the custom app a powerful financial instrument, really, designed to deliver immediate operational leverage. It reinforces that quickly promise of this entire deep dive.
Okay, so to concisely recap the five core avenues for rapid financial return that a targeted custom web application provides.
Let's do it.
First, immediate time savings by automating repetition, erasing that internal operational debt. Second, eliminating the compounding financial drain of human errors and inconsistency.
Right.
Third, faster revenue generation, because speedier automated customer response converts leads more effectively. Fourth, maximizing your existing payroll by reallocating your staff to high-impact strategic work.
And finally, the big one.
And finally, the rapid payback, where the investment often returns itself in just weeks or months because of those immediate, tangible savings.
So since we've established the definitive metrics for how custom apps provide this rapid, measurable financial return, the natural, and I think the most important next step is identification.
Identification of what?
Knowing where to start. That's often the biggest hurdle to realizing this rapid ROI. You need to analyze which systems within your business are currently generating the highest cost in terms of repetitive manual effort and human error.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'd encourage you to immediately audit your own operations. Look at the repetitive tasks. Quantify where those small daily human errors are costing you real dollars and start calculating the potential scale of that rapid payback.
Mm-hmm.
By focusing on those friction points, you can identify the perfect candidate for that first wave of automation.
The low-hanging fruit with the highest return.
We'll be back soon to help you target exactly where to point that automation engine first.